This is Going Places from KNKX. This week, we're taking a little drive. KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley talks to me from the side of the highway in coastal California. Matthew, where are you?
I'm in a small town called San Luis Obispo. I'm about an hour and a half north of Santa Barbara, and it's a gorgeous, gorgeous, beautiful 80-degree day here.
Sounds a little windy out there, too.
It is. It's a nice windy day, so if you're a sailor, you'd enjoy being out in the sea today. If you haven't done this drive from, let's say, Los Angeles all the way up the coast, and if you have time, all the way up past San Francisco, you know, all the way up through the Oregon coast, it is one of the great drives on the planet.
I mean, could you just fly to Los Angeles and then drive back home to Western Washington?
Sure. So what I'm doing is I flew into San Diego, got a one-way rental car up to San Francisco. So I'm going to drop it off in San Francisco. Then I'll fly home from San Francisco. So it's just kind of a way to see this stretch of the coastline. Today when I was driving, I could see surfers, you know, just bobbing out in the waves. And I was longingly looking at them thinking, oh, God, that would be great.
A lot of us who live here on the West Coast have been to Los Angeles and San Francisco, San Diego. But you're exploring kind of the great in-between here, and there's a lot to look at, it sounds like.
There is. So Santa Barbara is charming. Everybody has heard of Santa Barbara, but I stayed on the waterfront there last night. Great restaurants, great seafood restaurants. Had a great dinner at a Japanese restaurant. And then the drive up the coast, up to San Luis Obispo, is absolutely as spectacular as anything I've seen in Italy or Spain. In fact, it reminded me a lot of Andalusia. And then north of here, which is where I'm heading next, you have San Simeon, which is where the Hearst Castle is. Then a little bit further north, you have Carmel, Big Sur. I mean, this is some of the most beautiful coastline on the planet. So it's a great vacation. It's a great way to escape. You can get a cheap $100 flight down to Los Angeles and then just head north, get a rental car, drop it off wherever you want, and then fly back home. You can Airbnb it. There's small little hotels along the way. And I think this is probably my favorite part of California is really the places that are less populated, the small towns and the rugged beaches.
I don't mean to bring up anything from your wild youth, Matthew, but I know that you went to undergrad in Los Angeles. And you've made this drive before, and I'm guessing since you were an undergrad, you've probably done it on the cheap.
I did it dozens of times. I bought a 650 chain drive Suzuki.
A motorcycle.
Right. And so my goal when I lived in Seattle and went to school in Los Angeles was to drive at 20 years old in one stretch from Seattle to Los Angeles because I didn't have money for a hotel. I would not advise that, advise anybody doing that.
All right, what's the magic thing you've seen that surprised you on this trip?
You know, I would say there's two things that have really, really caught my eye. One is the sheer beauty of the coastline from Santa Barbara up north. I was on Ventura Highway yesterday. I mean, it's pretty spectacular, and I'd forgotten how beautiful it was. The other thing is the diversity. I mean, in Los Angeles, I'm hearing Russian and Greek and Spanish and Italian. I mean, it's like the whole world is here. And this is a very diverse country, and it's really impressive. I mean, I'm really impressed by this whole region.
Matthew Brumley, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you, Ed.
Matthew Brumley is our travel expert and the co-founder of Earthbound Expeditions. He's talking to us this week from coastal California, where he's driving south to north up the coast to San Francisco from San Diego. You can learn more about his route and maybe adapt it for your own purposes on our website, knkx.org. I'm Ed Ronco.